Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's been a while. We apologize for the delay in getting you the next show, but this one you are not going to want to miss. Heather Wagenhals with us, an amazing person who really makes it her life to detect and run down these scams for you so that you don't get burned. And it's an amazing thing what's going on out there, because it seems like these scams are like reproducing faster than rabbits. And Heather's show, you really want to check it out. Her site, unlockyourwealthradio.com. Heather's a certified identity theft expert. And Heather, you've been doing this a long time, so we're really thrilled to have you back.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back, Kerry. You know, it's always entertaining. You know, I look at it from a different perspective, just like you, because, you know, we host a show and it's our job to kind of uncover these scams. But it's truly financially devastating for many people. And not only are their immediate finances put in jeopardy, but sometimes it can dash hopes and dreams. So it's really important that we're vigilant with our identity and we're aware of what happens when it comes to frauds and scams. And so we can learn the tools that we need to successfully evade them.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, the first order of business is not to engage them at all. You know, I'm not looking at it from a standpoint of finding the frauds and disclosing them to you, the public. But if you start listening to these people and you get engaged, the sales techniques they use are so sophisticated, so advanced, all designed to get you to shut off your rational mind and just work on emotions. And, you know, it's like somebody calls you on the phone, immediate response, a stranger who's going to ask you for money is distrust and do not buy anything at all until you've done a thorough search on the web, check their website, check the complaints, and check the scam alerts. One thing I do, Heather, I get phone numbers come up on my phone, don't recognize them. Well, if it's a predictive dialer, if you just don't say anything into your phone for the first 2 or 3 seconds, the thing hangs up. And then you know you just avoided a telemarketing call. Your friends will think you're perhaps a little strange if they call you from an unknown number. But these scammers do what's called caller ID spoofing. And a lot of times they will use your area code. So you think, oh, you know, it's somebody in my area code here. Probably is real. And the second you answer that call, you are in potential jeopardy.
Oh, absolutely. Or they're spoofing the area code for like the IRS phone call scam.
Oh, yeah. 202.
You know, they're spoofing Washington, D.C. They always come over with a 202 or you see a Virginia area code.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. So you got
to
be aware of that.
Credibility.
Yeah. So you've gone a step further though. Now you've made it your life's work to find the scammers and expose them. And you're doing incredible work with that.
Oh, I'm really excited about it, actually. Thank you for the compliment. You know, what just started out as an addition to Unlock Your Wealth Radio has kind of become its own website at moneycreditandyou.com. And, you know, now we've got really great, you know, listener participation and website visitor participation because we have our submit a scam button, you know. And so folks can go in and talk about the stuff so we can help other people. But what I've been able to do successfully is that I have actually made it onto the suckers list. And I don't know if you're familiar with the suckers list, but so, you know, just
that is. Yeah.
Okay. So legitimate businesses that are looking for leads go to these lead generation companies and they say, okay, I will pay you, you know, $1 a lead, $5 a lead, whatever it is for qualified leads. So let's say I'm a real estate professional and I'm new to the business. And so I don't have a big market network set up myself. I can buy leads that will help me get business in the door. And
sure.
So I can pay a particular price for them. And they give me these companies, legitimate companies, provide you lists of phone numbers with names and information of people that have called hotlines, however they generate their leads. And they get this information and they sell it. So the same thing happens when it comes to these scammers. Once they get a number that they have verified, and they do it several ways, you discussed one of them, through these robocalls. And so if they you pick up the phone and don't say anything and they don't hear fax numbers, they don't think of it as a valid number. But if you, the minute you start talking, that robocall will hang up on you. And now they know that they've got a live person that they can potentially scam. So then the next level is once that lead gets sold and somebody actually works that lead, if you fall for that scam, bam, you get on the suckers list. And I've made it to the suckers list.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
I know most people,
I'm so
most
happy
people don't want
you
to be on the suckers list. But for what we're trying to accomplish with your show, ID Warriors, as well as, you know, what I'm doing at Unlock Your Wealth Radio now for the new book, you know, it's critical that we figure this out. Because what's happened and why it's so pervasive is that it's not that they're doing anything necessarily new or different, but the medium has changed. And what I mean by that is before it was a horse and buggy and a snake oil salesman. And now we have, you know, and then it evolved to the door-to-door salesman, then the telephone scams, and then, you know, there was always mail scams. And then we went to email scams, and now we have internet scams. And so you don't even need to be at, a particular website or have an email sent to you. You know, some of these advertising stream channels for folks that have websites get malicious advertisers. They don't validate who's advertising with them, and you'll all of a sudden see a pop-up on your computer, for example, that says, you know, a virus alert, you've been attacked.
Yeah.
And it's not
hate
your
that.
Virus software, but it looks like something, a pop-up from
that.
Your virus software. So you click on it, and then before you know it, now you just invited the infection. You're like,
I want to scream, you know, when I see that crap. Everything gets deleted, especially if it has an attachment. I use a Mac, so I'm a little bit less prone to viruses than PCs, a little bit, because there's less Macs.
Yeah, still vulnerable.
But you're still vulnerable. And I use this thing called Sophos antivirus. It's free. And man, those things pop up all the time. They're always attachments to emails, rich text files they're using now. They're using doc files. And you know, I just see it and delete them instantly, but got me to the point where I'd much prefer to open mail or look at mail on my phone, where there's much less potential mayhem to be done, because they can't so much hack into your phone through your IP address like they can with your computer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. If you're sitting on a Wi-Fi, though, you could still be potentially a sitting duck, too.
You could, but more difficult to hack into a device than it is to hack into a desktop or a notebook computer. Much more difficult, but not impossible. And
no,
you need to
beware. And that
stuff
isn't what's really important when it comes to what's happening to us and how we become vulnerable for scams. You nailed it in the beginning of your conversation with me about they know how to get you riled up. So these people, you know, if you think of the term confidence man, you know, it's they're able to overcome your natural negativity bias that our brains have to protect us, to keep us safe. And they're able to create rapport with you, and they're able to move you utilizing just biological tricks. You know, and
absolutely.
Had they been selling something legitimate, we would call that ethical persuasion, but it's unethical because they're trying to scam you or separate you from your money.
You got it. Absolutely correct. Hey, so another thing I get all the time is this thing. We're calling about your credit cards, and it's a tape, and they're spoofing all over the world, Heather. It's unfreaking believable. And I just cut them off. But it's really so what got me into looking at these scams more recently is I watched The Wolf of Wall Street again. Then I listened to the Audible book, Wolf of Wall Street. And then his second book, which is better actually than the first, was Catching the Wolf of Wall Street. And now what does he do? He trains salespeople. And you know, I believe him that he's well-intentioned. He just wants you to sell ethically and not use the techniques that he uses to, for bad, for evil. But point is, listening to the techniques, and I've been in sales my whole life, I have to say that some of them were so powerful that if you had the money, you'd be sending him a check. And he said that he trained everybody, no matter what their background and how bad they were, he could make them into successful salespeople within a month. And that's a scary thing.
Yeah, I mean, just let's just transfer that whole fear that you're talking about to another debate, okay? So let's just transfer to another controversial debate about guns, right?
Right.
You know, so you can use a gun for self-defense and positive mm-hmm. purposes, or you can use a gun for evil purposes. So it's just, you know, sure. I don't really think that it's so scary in that sense, because there's other sales trainers out there. I do mm-hmm. An ethical, biological persuasion-based selling secrets program called the 7 Selling Secrets, and I teach people how to persuade ethically, and I use all of the different languaging techniques and hypnotic processes to help people make the decision they already want to make, which is to go forward with whatever you're selling. I mean, and ideally, it's ethical persuasion in the sense that you know if they're not interested and you cram it down their throat, that's unethical. So helping somebody make a decision that they already want to make is ethical. You know, yeah. So I don't have a problem with
it's
him
for their benefit.
Strategies.
I agree. I mean, I believe him. I think he's sincere in what he's trying to accomplish and helping you to become a better salesperson and what he says, a better persuader, because that's so important in life that you you express your, you know, you communicate in an articulate, logical fashion and bring people over to your point of view, because you're always selling no matter what. My only point was that after seeing what he had done himself and then training 1,000 salespeople who ripped off thousands of people, and we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, for me, not so much. I'm not as susceptible usually, but I could be caught at a bad time. Where I might, my critical functioning might be off, but for the average person here, Heather, it could be fatal, like you said.
Oh, no question, because, you know, we're just, and the average person is the one who is most susceptible, because if you think about it, the conscious mind only manages 7 to 9 pieces of information, plus or minus 2. So that's why, you know, phone numbers are usually 7 digits, right. Not including area code, you know, so plus or minus 2. So that's either 5 things if we're really overwhelmed, or if we're being very, very efficient, you know, we can be up to 11 things, you know, that we can manage effectively. But if you, you know, willpower and discipline are conscious activities. Okay. Mm-hmm. And willpower wanes throughout the day. And if you think about it, you know, you get up and you may start your day in a great mood, but then, you know, the kids aren't getting ready for school. You know, the dog you've been potty training took a crap in the middle of the floor again. And now yes. You've got a big important meeting you've got to get to. You got to drop the kids off to school. Oh, I forgot to make them lunch and I don't have cash. So now I'm going to have to circle back to the school to bring them lunch money. I got to get dry cleaning. I got to do my presentation. Then I got to get back to work and make some work happen. And then I got to go pick up my kids to drop them off at their classes. And before you know it, oh, and then my husband calls and says that he's being laid off, you know, yeah. And whatever, this just builds and builds and builds. And you get to this point where you're so overloaded that you're hypersuggestible. So your critical faculties aren't working because your body's dumping hormone now because you're in a fight or flight response. And so anybody can tell you anything. And as long as you believe it to be true, whether it is true in reality or not is not the point. But if you believe somebody is selling something and that deal is true, you're going to go forward and make that decision with very little persuasion, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, well, the objections, the way he you know, overcomes them, the tonal qualities of the voice, the phraseology, all things I was more or less aware of over the years, but he puts it all together. And man, you know,
I gotta see that movie. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
yet,
yes. So. You really need to see it. You know, his thing is, hey, if you buy this stock from me today, the only thing you're going to be unhappy about in 6 months is that you didn't buy twice as much. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's just masterful stuff. And his videos all over the internet, and sells his course. I know who trained him, you know, in selling these systems. And I think you could benefit from it if that's your thing. But hey, we got to watch out for these scams. So you've recorded a list, Heather, of top scams, and it's an ongoing work in process.
Yes, and I've gotten a new version, actually, to add to the list that I'd like to share with everybody today.
Absolutely.
So at the beginning of the week, I received the typical Microsoft scam. And usually I would hang up on them back in the day. But just prior to that, I received the robocall. And it was a phone number I didn't recognize, because I do interviews all over the country about identity theft and frauds and scams. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, did I have an interview scheduled? See, so now I'm already panicking. I'm in overwhelm, right? But did I have an interview scheduled that I didn't see on my calendar? So I called the number back, and they said, you know, hello? And it had, you know, some foreign accent. And I'm like, hi, Heather Wagenhall telephoning. Did I have an interview scheduled with you? And they're like, oh, I'm calling from. And then they call themselves Geeks or Us. They're trying to sound like, I guess,
the Geek Squad. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said that my computer sent them a notice. And so I'm like, my computer didn't send you a notice. And they're like, yes, it did. And that's why I'm calling. And they're like, you know, we're from... So I said, tech support? What tech support? And so they said, you know, Microsoft tech support. And I said, but wait a minute, I thought you said you were with the Geek Squad. So, and then he corrected me, and he goes, no, we're the number two place. We're called like Geek Squad. If you just go on the internet, you know, like, and he's got some foreign accent that's really difficult to understand. And the phone number I'm calling is in Virginia or whatever. And, you know, Microsoft is not in Virginia. They're in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, so he's... he goes along and he's trying to tell me my computer sent it. And I'm like, really, that's funny. And I just started toying with him, you know, and seeing where he would go. So I was like, no, I don't think my computer did that. And he goes, yes, it did. And I said, well, what's my name? And I said, what phone number did you call? And they're like, well, the alert called you. And I said, so if my information is in front of you, like you say it is, you know, what's my number? And it took him like forever. Like, you can hear him fidgeting. So somebody else gets on the phone and starts talking to me about my computer saying there's a virus and I need to go to this website. So then the guy comes back on and he says, your phone number is, and then I said, okay, so yeah, maybe that is my phone number. I said, but who am I? And so you could hear him Googling me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And you would think, because when you Google me, all the identity theft stuff
right,
pops
up. It's all there. Oh my goodness. They're
but
just ridiculous.
Yeah. So I pretend to like, so I write down all of the websites that they told me to go to. And I have now, I bought a new computer. So my old laptop, I set up, I wiped everything off of it. So it's completely not identifiable. And the only thing that I use it for is to surf on the internet through my, I got a wireless modem from my mobile phone company. So I don't even use my home internet. I use none of that stuff. So I connect to this other piece, so I won't get infected. I won't risk anything. And so they asked me to go to this website. You can clearly see that it has the look and feel of the Geek Squad from the Best Buy, but they're not the Geek Squad from the Best Buy. And they're, you know, they start going on and on and on and telling me I need to go to this website. So I kept pretending like it didn't work. I just kept stringing them along. And they were starting to get frustrated. And they're like, I thought you said you had a Microsoft computer. And I said, I never said I had any kind of computer. You know, because they're like, couldn't figure out when the web page wasn't coming up. And I wasn't even on a computer. I was just jacking around with them, pretending like I was doing it, you know?
Unreal.
Tapping my fingers on the counter. So then they started getting angry. And I am a broadcast professional, but so I will just leave it at, I threw an F-bomb to say, don't effing raise your voice with me. And then, so they put another guy on, and they kept rotating between these three guys because they really thought they were going to hook me, because they kept using this hypnotic language that I was all aware of, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, okay, whatever, right? You know, so I'm letting them scream and yell at me, but I won't hang up. You know, I've got them on the phone for like 20 minutes. And so finally they're telling me to, you know, F my mother, F my goat, F like all of this stuff. And so I wound up actually having an interview to do that. Like, I saw the caller ID rolling in, and I'm like, I got to take this because it's probably an interview. Because it had a radio station call letters on the caller ID. So I'm like, okay, I got to go now. So I just hung up with that one.
Fun.
But what was interesting is they called me back 3 days later with a different version
of
the scam.
Wow. Well, that's pretty unreal. And they are persistent. And sometimes they're just doing it just to get under your skin and bust your chops because they got nothing better to do. I had an issue one time, and this wasn't a scam, but when you talk about lead generation houses, it's a multi-billion dollar business. The credit bureaus are some of the biggest lead sellers out there, especially to mortgage banks and companies to get you to refi, because they will say, oh, so-and-so took out a mortgage 3 years ago, so you knew rates were higher then. and they should be primed to refi, right? Because you'll get a lower rate. And I was renting a house, and I had Comcast phone service, and I didn't unlist it, and it was at this address, and they merged me with the owner of the house, Brian. Brian, and they're calling up, Brian, can we refinance your house? And I mean, the first 5 or 10 of these, I was somewhat patient. Well, by the time I got to about 80 or 90, I would just F off, goodbye, no more. So they kept calling. So finally, nobody ever called me on this phone number except telemarketing calls. So I call up Comcast. I say, I want the number changed. Oh, yeah, we can do that. No problem. Be changed tomorrow at 4 o'clock to another number. And I said, make that one unlisted too while you're at it. So 4 o'clock comes around the next day. They change the number. My internet service goes out for like 2 hours, Heather. I was so... So anyways... nobody is who they say they are until they're proven otherwise here. Anyone who wants you to write a check better be willing to give you photo ID and their firstborn, because otherwise there's always better ways to find all this stuff. And remember, do a personal inventory when you hear a stranger on the other line who you don't know, who might be asking you for money. You know, survey where your mental state is, because that's going to determine how susceptible you are to getting ripped off. On that note, Heather, gotta run. Where do we find you?
Yeah, for the latest on identity theft, frauds, and scams and my new book coming out, visit moneycreditandyou.com. And if you'd like to listen to our biology-based personal finance show, visit unlockyourwealthradio.com.
All right. And as always, you'll find a link to Heather's site in the show notes to this interview. Heather, it's always great speaking with you. Be well and stay safe.
Yes, make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.